Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bilardi moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Tuttle throws the ball into House who tags Williams who's trying to score from second, for the out. Vernon moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hirschl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Hirschl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Bilardi catches it and steps on first to double up Williams. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen is walked intentionally. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Hirschl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield is hit by the pitch. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porterfield moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive towards short. Bridewesser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Velarde hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Velarde moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.